Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9, brought to you by the Anger Convenience Store, by A&J Waste Disposal, Simmons Bank, Current Incorporated, Southwest Baptist University, Mountain View, by Mountain View Lumber Company, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Greg's Body Shop, Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew, by Ozarks Healthcare, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC. It's Liberty Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9.
With the national anthem, sophomore, I believe, or freshman?
Sophomore,
Vera Daniels, singing the national anthem as we get ready, and senior night for the Liberty Eagles, and of course, our seniors, we got three, Parker Toon, Titus Jester, and Drayton Wells. And we will see all three of them on the floor.
Braden Mays.
Oh, and Braden Mays.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Braden had a bad knee injury back in football season. Just kind of held, you know.
Yeah, that happened.
Held him out of the whole football season and this whole basketball season. So it's cool to see. It looks like he's going to get a start tonight. Here at senior night.
That's pretty spectacular. So, for the Salem Tigers, we'll see Lincoln Thomas, Ryan Halliner, Tyson Connors, Braden Gatch, and Gavin Stapall. Liberty, we'll see Braden Mays, number 12, and Drayton Wells, Parker Toon, and Titus Jester. That's the four seniors, and then Alex Toon. So, special night. Nice to, I hope Braden gets to play. We'll write his name down in the book.
Yeah, he's starting.
Hey, that's a good, I mean, well, Braden
awesome.
Is athletic as all thumb, so okay, let's put him in here. That we'll see what kind of hops he's got, because it was a really bad knee injury, but that was like in
it was
July or
it was the soap,
June,
like the soap scrimmage deal.
I thought
oh,
it was peaking.
Look at this, it's cool.
And they let, oh,
they get the jump ball, and Braden Mays gets the first bucket. And now we're going to let Salem get a bucket so we're even.
Yeah. Okay, so Braden Mays, you know, bless his heart. I mean, that's got to be
that's awesome.
Really difficult. Looking at Braden, you can see he's kind of fighting back to tears.
He is.
Fighting back to tears.
I know, it's awesome. That's good stuff.
Because, you know, there's nothing more in the world that Braden wanted to do was to play football, especially basketball. So Paxton Hunter comes in for Drayton Wells, or I'm sorry, for Braden Mays. Paxton Hunter gets one off the glass for two. 4-2 is where we're at. Salem with the basketball. They've got three players that can score double digit or average double digits. We had them had all four games in the Cabool Holiday Tournament. Out top, they work it around the perimeter. Connors catches. Now he looks to drive. He's guarded by Parker Toon. And they'll throw it out top to Lincoln Thomas. Good player. Salem is averaging about 6 threes a game. So they like to shoot the three ball. In the corner, Thomas, save ball, they get it inside. Loose ball is on the floor, picked up by save ball. Still good.
Yeah.
Well,
got the block.
Paxton Hunter takes it to the low block, keeps the dribble, brings it out. They toss it in to Wells. Wells throws it back out to Paxton Hunter for three. No good. Rebound taken by Salem. Catch. Brings it out top. Looks to penetrate. The one-hand floater is good. Gaps could light it up as well. Salem will put pressure on the ball in the back end of the court. Alex deals with the pressure, gets the screen out top. Gash comes to help. He rolls it over to Parker. Parker looks inside. He's going to put it on the floor. Goes up and in.
Oh, they're going to call a foul on the floor.
Continuation.
Yeah.
Right? He was in the move. So the bucket won't count. Titus Jester comes out. And Carter Ellett checks in. And Carter will inbound. Liberty ball on the baseline. 4-4 is your score. 5:46 on the clock. Ricky with the live stream. Into Paxton Hunter. Up goes strong. It won't fall. Loose ball and jump ball.
That's it's going to be Salem.
Yep,
Salem basketball.
Thursday night, the Eagles will wrap up the season at there. Big game here tonight. Here's a three from the corner or wing. That's Braden Gatch. 7-4, and Liberty turns it over. Again, Salem is going to put lots of pressure on Liberty, probably more than we've seen in all year.
Yeah.
Salem will play about 9 players, and they just run at you all night long. Here's a deep three. Boom!
Catch.
Pressure in the backcourt. Ellett.
Eight of the ten for Salem right now.
Alex out top. Finds Parker. Parker gets it to Alex. Alex for three.
Short.
That's short. Ooh, and an easy rebound for the Tigers. Picked up by Hallinan. Thomas will start the offense. Gatch catches. Back to Hallinan. Hallinan guarded by Ellett. Back into the corner. Here's another three. Off the rim. No good. Tip. And controlled by Wells. Good rebound. Paxton Hunter brings it down the floor. Kicks it over to Carter. Carter looks to drive the baseline. Goes up. No good. We'll shoot two.
Big crowd here tonight.
Oh, yeah. Good to, student section. Good to see. Foul is on Braden Gatch. His first. Team foul number 2. First one is no good. Four, Salem. Last year, Salem turbo clocked the Liberty Eagles at Salem. Second one is good. Rolls home. Cut the lead in half. Tigers with the basketball. Gaps out top. Got to keep an eye on safe ball as well. About 6'1", 6'2", but strong and physical. Loose basketball. Liberty
takes it away. There on safe ball. They were trying to get him on the backdoor cut there.
Parker's going to drive in, throws a shot up, no good. He'll go the line and shoot two. Parker reached the 1,000-point milestone last night. 4:12 on the clock, 10-5, Salem. Liberty's second trip to the free throw line. And the first one's no good. That foul was on Tyson Connors, team foul number 3 for Salem. Second one is good. 10-6, 4:07 to go in the first. Thomas gets it to Saypaul. Saypaul goes up and in. Alex Toon's going to push it down the floor. His floater won't fall. Tipped around. Paxton Hunter with the rebound. He's fouled. He'll go back to the line. He'll go to the line and shoot two.
Liberty gets kind of pressing a little bit. You know, they're really trying to press the issue of getting going here on the offensive end. And it's one of those, it's one of those, marathon games.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of let the game come to you.
Salem in the dark blue and Liberty in the home white. First free throw by Paxton is good. And checking in, Ryan Cunningham, number one. Cunningham will check in for Dyson Connors, who picked up his second foul. 3:50 to go here in the first. Paxton makes them both. And it's a four-point ball game. 12-8, Salem. Gatch brings it down the floor. Catches it in the corner. Pulls the trigger on a three. Hits the rim. No good. And a foul. And is that going to be on Parker?
By the way, he signaled like it was offensive.
But yeah.
I guess not. I wasn't sure. I was watching Drayton.
Also into the ballgame, Hayden Ragsdale. He catches the inbound pass. Out to Thomas. Thomas, top of the key, finds the lane, goes up, off the glass, and in for two.
Good drive.
Yeah. Good body control to work around Drayton Wells. And off to Parker, back to Alex. Alex goes baseline, gets it to Paxton. Paxton goes up too strong. Wells gets it, puts it in,
and in the bucket.
And foul.
But, you know, it's like these guards from Salem. You know, most of the teams that we play against are, we have them outsized. Well, these guards practice against that same size every day.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's nothing different than another day of practice.
And the old-fashioned three won't fall. 14-10, Salem. Gatch with the basketball for the Tigers. Saypaul catches at the elbow, takes it in. Blocked shot, picked up by Gatch. Boom, hits the three. That's his third three of the quarter. Again, Salem, they're averaging like five threes a game. They're already at three. 17-10. Alex Thune at the wing, puts it on the floor. Now he's going to drive. Comes up short, gets his own rebound, hands it off, up and in by Paxton Hunter. It won't fall. He's fouled and will shoot two.
That's the fifth team foul already for Salem in this first quarter.
Yeah. I mean, Liberty's down by seven right here, 17-10. Your score, 2:30 to go, but I think you just keep attacking.
Yeah, you keep attacking. I mean, Liberty's missed enough free throws to be in this ballgame a little closer than they are.
Yeah, they missed three, or they missed two, three. They missed three. Paxton makes both of those. 17-12. Salem. Gatch with the basketball. Saypaul out top. Gatch works off the screen. The floater goes up. No good. Rebound taken by Gatch. Kicks it out. Thomas. Thomas will reset. He's going to pull it. Nope. Gets it to the elbow. Now back outside to Cunningham. Thomas catches. 2:09 to go in the first. Looks to make a move. Gets a screen set by Saypaul and hits the jumper. Saypaul does a lot of things.
He does.
You know, you don't.
Yeah.
Doesn't really show up in
just
the sport.
Screen, ball away from the ball. Good blockouts. Very good rebounder.
19-12. Parker Toon with the basketball.
Ooh, man.
Get a push foul on Salem.
25.
Aiden Ragsdale.
Second. So that's going to get Isaac Hedrick up off the bench for Salem.
First one is good.
big thank you to Bailey Chevrolet GMC in Willow Springs. Test drive one tomorrow or this weekend. New GMC truck. Second free throw is good. Or new Tahoe. John's got plenty to choose from. 19-14. Salem pulls up for another three off the front of the rim. Tips around and is going to be controlled by Salem. Thomas with the drive. Blocked out of bounds by Wells. It'll stay with Salem on the baseline. 91 seconds to go in the first. 19-14. Ultramat checks in. They get it to safe ball. It's blocked. Picked up by Ultramat.
Quick outlet.
Fed to Alex. Alex goes up. Wanted the foul. Won't get it. Got to get back on defense. Bringing it down is Thomas. Thomas out top to the volleyball line to safe ball. Looks to make the move. Gets it off to Cunningham. Cunningham right back to safe ball. Into the ball game. You said that earlier, Isaac Hedrick. Gaps. Here's a three off the rim, no good by Cunningham. Liberty, long pass, they turn it over. Trying to fast break. Coach Harrell kind of sees like this is not the time for that.
Just get into your offense. Get it out with a pass and let's go.
Gaps out top, 45 seconds to go into the first. Salem with the lead, 19-14. Pulls the trigger on a three and hits it.
He's feeling it.
That's his fourth one here in the first. 14 points for Gaps here in the first. Parker two, 28 seconds, going to drive in. Gets it off the glass for two. 22-16, 21 seconds to go in the first.
We're in for a dogfight here tonight.
Oh, yeah. Gaps at the timeline. Safe ball moves out to set the screen. Hand off to Thomas. Thomas.
Oh, nice.
Gaps in for two in the foul.
Or safe ball, that is. That was a good shot fake on a pick and roll there.
Yeah. Well, Drayton got drawled out.
I mean, he had to stop the ball.
Yeah.
And just the shot fake got him up off of his feet and was able to get it to stay ball on the little cut there.
24-16, 4 seconds to go. Salem with the lead. Gavin Sapal at the line for the old-fashioned three. Cooper Holden checks into the ball game, and it's no good. Tipped out of bounds.
Liberty basketball.
Yep.
I thought for a second, they're going to call a foul.
Full court pressure now going to be applied by the Salem Tigers. And they get it to Alex Toon. Alex Toon throws one up.
Boom.
Off the rim, no good at the buzzer. 24-16 is your score after one. Salem with the lead. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
City. Now's the time to replace your worn-out brakes and save at Park City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Park City Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Park City.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Some folks let their gold and silver sit in a drawer. And then there are the smart folks.
the ones who bring it to Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. We pay top prices for gold and silver coins and offer fast, easy loans on gold jewelry, rings, necklaces, you name it. If it's gold, we're interested. Whether you're selling, borrowing, or buying, do it the smart way. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
All for Matt at the wing, catches at the wing, gets it off to Parker. Parker Toon pulls up for three. Good. There's the big shot in the arm that Liberty offense needed right there. Cuts it to five, 24-19, 7:30 to go. Thomas out top. Thomas in the corner. Cunningham looks to drive, rolls it, baseline floater. Good for Olliner. 26-19, Salem. Alex Toon finds Parker Toon. Parker out top. The one-hander, front of the rim, kicks out. Rebound, Cunningham. Gatch finds the lane from the free throw line. Puts it up and in for two more. 28-19, Liberty turns. No, almost.
Almost turnover.
Well, Salem sending. Here's a three put up. No good by Altermat. Rebound. Liberty again. One and done. Well, they're getting one crack at it. That's it. Shooting a lot of threes. They having a hard time getting it inside. Salem's packing it in. Thomas out top for the Tigers. Dishes it off. The Gaps. Gaps gets it right back to Thomas. Gaps catches, picked up by Altermat. In the corner to Cunningham. He shoots the three. Off the rim, no good. Tipped out of bounds. Liberty basketball.
Yep.
Alex Toon going to be chased by Thomas. Gets it across the timeline. Parker Toon for three, no good. Well, Liberty's shooting a lot of threes, and they're not falling. That's never a good recipe. Three put up by Gash, that's no good. Alex Toon turns it over, trying to take it in deep. Gash with the defense, now he catches at the other end, throws it out to Cunningham for three, count it. Liberty's made one three, Salem has made five. And they lead 31-19, 534. Coach Harrell with the timeout. I think he's going to try and calm these guys down, get them to work it inside and, you know,
just get to running. Just run your offense.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, Salem's loving this because Liberty's,
Liberty is not really playing with anybody in the paint, so.
Yeah, I mean,
there's no rebounds to be had unless it's a really long rebound.
Yeah, Liberty's just playing in transition this whole first half so far.
We'll take a 30-second timeout. Come right back. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Some folks let their gold and silver sit in a drawer. And then there are the smart folks, the ones who bring it to Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. We pay top prices for gold and silver coins and offer fast, easy loans on gold jewelry, rings, necklaces, you name it. If it's gold, we're interested. Whether you're selling, borrowing, or buying, do it the smart way. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work. The Anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The Anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, the Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on the Anchor, Highway 60 in Mountain View. We're here for you.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. It's where folks come back again time after time. With a big city selection and a small town atmosphere. It's where a handshake still means something. Where you always get the best price. And get great buys from nice guys.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing.
Your trash is the treasure of A&J Waste Disposal. A&J serves Mountain View, Howe County, and beyond with weekly trash pickup service. You can call 417-251-8613 to have A&J handle your waste. Just because you're out in the country doesn't mean you have to dispose of reliable trash pickup. A&J Waste Disposal has you covered. Don't wait. Call 417-251-8613 to trash your trash problem today. Go Eagles!
Our city. Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and Part City Auto Parts. Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $32.99. Limits apply. Choose Syntec at Part City Auto Parts.
Your local Part City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Part City!
Difficulty, and it's a 35-26 ball game. Parker Toon with the basketball gets it to Alex Toon for three, way off the mark. And again, nobody down there to rebound for Liberty.
Yeah, I mean, Salem just pushed Liberty plumb out of the inside. I mean, you've got Drayton Love playing at the top of the key on offense right now.
Salem in the corner. Cunningham for three. Rims out, no good. Nice rebound for Parker, too. Parker. Liberty turns it over.
That's the eighth turnover for Liberty.
Yeah, I mean, Liberty is really trying to play super fast. And it's
just uncharacteristic.
Well, I mean, Salem wants to play fast.
Salem wants us to play fast. And they're doing a good job of speeding us up.
Yeah, Liberty's not able to control the tempo of this game. Trailing by 9, 35-26. Salem with the basketball. Connors gets it to Cunningham. Cunningham in the corner. Throws it inside to Saipal. Saipal outside. Here's a three, in and out, no good. Wells with the rebound. He'll hand it to Parker, too. Parker makes a nice move, goes up front of the rim, too. Oh, 35-28. minute to go. Liberty needs a stop and a bucket. Bounce pass. Shot fake. Rolls it inside. Double team by Liberty. Back outside. Drive. Up. And count it. That's Connors. You know, Salem's taking what Liberty did. Liberty's playing decent defense. But Salem's just taking what they're getting.
Yeah.
34 seconds. Parker Toon out top. He's picked up by Tyson Connors. Altermat and Holden swap. Salem's like, you want to take last shot? All right, we'll let you have it. We're up 37-28. Down to 12 seconds before halftime. Parker Toon kicks it into the corner to Altermat, but a foul, so Parker will shoot. No, it's not. 8 seconds to go. That's the first team foul. And that's three on Tyson Connors. Altermat will inbound for Liberty. Saipal will be on Altermat. They floated into Wells. Wells passed it under for two. 7-point ball game. Shot thrown up at the buzzer. No good. So Liberty makes a comeback. They cut into the lead. Cut it to single digits. But again, they let the Salem Tigers kind of control the tempo and was trying to play with Salem at that pace. And that was not working well for the Liberty Eagles at all. Going through the scoring for Salem, they've got six players in the scorebook. Ryan Cunningham with three, Lincoln Thomas with four, Ryan Helliner with two, Tyson Connors with two, Braden Gatch had 16, and Gavin Saipal with six. Salem made five threes in the first half. They're averaging six a game. For Liberty, Parker Toon with 10, Carter Ellett with 6, Braden Mays got 2, Paxton Hunter has 8, and Jordan Wells with 4. Salem's done a really good job on Alex Toon. They've just frustrated him to the point where if there's one player this halftime, it's going to be a lot of good for it. It's Alex.
Alex needs to regroup and kind of calm the nerves. He's just frustrated.
Yeah. His shot's not there.
Got
to become that facilitator.
The pressure that Salem is putting on him in that ball handler role right now is, it's taking up all of his energy.
Yeah.
So he's not getting any looks, and it's frustrating, especially when you're an offensive-minded player. But you got to find a way to be the facilitator. If you're not going to score, you got to be the point guard, or you got to be the guy that gets the ball to the players that are scoring.
Yeah,
get the ball inside.
Get in double digits.
Yeah,
and assist.
Paxton Hunter, they're having a really. He's been a handful for Salem underneath.
And Drayton, when Drayton's catching it, Drayton's spent a lot of time out behind the three-point line the first half.
And that's just, they're just pushing him out there.
Yeah.
Liberty's trying to start their offense from behind the volleyball line.
Right, right. Liberty's got to get, they need to get the ball deeper. And because when they get it in, Salem had one foul in the second. The first, Liberty was, they went to the free throw line 6 trips to the free throw line. And Salem, 7 fouls in the first quarter was called against Salem. So they did a better job. The second was just picking up the one foul. But, Liberty, and we've seen this, can Coach Harrell kind of corral them and get them to run?
Yeah, just
run your offense.
Same type of atmosphere, same type of ball game that we saw down at Bunker.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, these kids just need to settle down a little bit, let the ball game come to them, and, you know, do what you're really good at.
All right, we'll take a break. 37-30 at the half. Salem with the conference championship on the line, senior night. And again, Parker Toon, also Brayden Mays, Drayton Wells, and Titus Jester, the seniors. And we've got 16 more minutes of regulation to play. 37-30, State of Police at the break. We're back in just a bit with the second half.
96.9 The Fox.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
The Bank of Birch Tree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
When it comes to guns and ammo, some folks pay more than they should. And then there are the smart folks, the ones who shop at Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. They know where to find great deals on firearms, ammo, and accessories. At Ozark Trading Post, you'll get quality gear at smarter prices every single day. So, save big, shop smart, stay local. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey, Chevy, and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Our City.
Choose Rain-X Rugged XL Wiper Blades at Part City Auto Parts. Their extra-large profile and premium features are made for all driving conditions. Save $16 when you buy a pair of Rain-X Rugged XL Wiper Blades. We'll even install them for free at participating Part City Auto Parts stores.
Your local Part City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Part City!
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Welcome back as we get ready for the second half. Liberty and Salem. It's been Salem.
Yeah,
from about halfway through the first on.
Had
Liberty led. They tied it up.
Liberty led with two.
Yeah, they were 2-0.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, Salem's just been in the driver's seat. They've kind of dictated the pace. They've dictated where they want Liberty to catch it. They've been more physical. They've been crashing the boards harder,
knocking down more shots.
Yeah. Well, Liberty with 2 threes. Alex Kuhn really, really pressed, and he's not scored. And, you know, it's almost like, you know, let's not worry about.
Yeah, and it's okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. You don't have to score. You know, keep your team in this.
Well, if we get something going.
It will come.
Salem gets the basketball as we start the second half. We flip ends here. Thomas. They get it inside to Saipal. Saipal has a shot blocked, picks it up, has it blocked again. Saipal gets the rebound, goes back up, puts one up off the rim, no good. Parker Toon with the rebound. Parker split two defenders. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken by Paxton Hunter. Tried to dribble it. Loses it. Gets it back and puts it in. Too close. Don't dribble it when you're that close.
Yeah, just stay at it. Stay at it.
37-32 Salem. Thomas gets it on the baseline. And almost a steal. Saipal saves it. Thomas catches in the opposite corner, takes it in, shot's blocked, picked up by Wells off to Parker Toon. Parker Toon's going to take it back inside, lays it off the glass for two.
You kind of see a little recharged Liberty offense coming out here in the second half.
Well, there's going to be multiple runs, you know, by each team here. Gaps drives it in, throws one up, no good. Carter Ellett with the rebound. Carter looks to take it in, kicks it. Alex with a great look. Boom!
Just like that. Tie ball game.
Well,
that's what we were talking about. Let the game come to you. Let, you know, Carter Ellis makes a good fast break. Alex spots up in the corner. Good pass. Good rhythm. Good stroke. Knocks him down.
Liberty on a 7-0 run to tie it up here in the third. 6:35 to go. Big thank you to Bank of Birch Tree, branch of Alton Bank, Current Incorporated, heating and cooling. You know, you got to start thinking about spring, summer.
It'll be here before we know it.
And it's I know that all the guys, all, and this is for all the heating and cooling guys, but, you know, Kurt Incorporated as well, call them now and get it scheduled, you know.
Just a maintenance.
Yeah, I mean, you hear us, you know, make a note, make yourself a note to schedule it. Just so they'll come out, check it out. It's, the charge is minimal, but it could save you so much. They'll have you on the books. They'll come out there before it gets hot. They'll check everything out. They'll, you know, air it out, dust it out, check it, and see if it, what, if it needs a little shot of Freon. Then you're good to go when spring and summer's here and you're wanting to fish and hunt and play at the river. Salem with the basketball. Thomas splits two defenders, kicks it out top. Cunningham catches. He's going to pull the trigger for a three. It's good. His second three. Alex Toon brings it across half court, gets it to Parker. Parker's going to be fouled
on the floor.
Team foul number one. 40-37. And that foul's on Ryan Cunningham, his first. Ellett will toss it in. Gets it to Paxton Hunter. Paxton Hunter throws it out to Parker too. Brayton Wells again out top. They get it inside to Paxton Hunter. Kind of Drake, kind of out away,
kind of getting out, but it's, but you know,
it's working,
it's
right?
Working because it's kind of free and Paxton up there underneath.
Free throw good, the old fashioned three ball. Yeah.
Giving Hunter some room to work underneath.
Yeah. 40-40 your score. Salem with the basketball. Gatch works it over to Allener. Out top, Cunningham, three more.
Right
going to be way off. Ellett will bring it in for Liberty. But now Liberty's leaving two guards in the back.
Yep. Yeah, see, they're kind of, they're full court man.
Yeah.
Thomas isn't letting Alex Toon.
Parker goes back up. Two more.
That's fine. If you're Alex Toon, get in the corner somewhere, pull your defender off, and
let everybody else go
to work. Yeah.
Be a decoy. Haller, Thomas. Thomas. Find Stapaw. Stapaw at the elbow. Works against Parker. Goes up. Rims out, but he'll shoot two. Stapaw will shoot a couple. Fouls on Parker, too. That's on his second. Stapaw quietly. 6 points in the first half. The little things that he does. Checking in is Hayden Ragsdale, 25. The thing about Salem is they're thick, too.
They
you know, I mean, body-wise.
So you're getting back into that football school type.
Yeah. 42-42. 5 minutes to go in the third. Pursued, walks it down the floor. Looks for a lane. Kicks it out. Paxton Hunter feeds it to Alex. Alex brings it out top. Thomas will come and chase. Hand off to Parker. Parker at the wing. Gets it to Alex. Alex is going to be bumped on the baseline.
It was.
I mean, their Salem's game plan is to really rough
they're
up Alex.
Roughing, yeah, they're just being extra physical.
Yeah. Number 12, Alton
May.
That's three on Hayden Ragsdale. Liberty to bring it in. 5 seconds, and they get it. In to Paxton Hunter for two more. Paxton was seven here in the third. 34-42, Liberty. Gatch out top. Picked up by Ellett. Thomas catches. Picked up by Alex Thune. Uses the crossover. Passes on the baseline. Short jumper up. No good. Paxton Hunter with the rebound.
Now, Liberty needs to get a good look here.
Paxton throws it out to Parker. Shot fake. Nice feed inside to Paxton. Up and in.
That's a good one.
9 points in the third. 46-42. Halfway through the third. Gatch out top. Works against Ellett. Spins off the screen by Saipal. The floater up. Off the rim. No good. Saipal with the... Parker Toon pulls it down the floor. Carter Ellett for three off the rim, no good. Kick out to Alex off the rebound. Shot in. Yeah, Salem is really trying to disrupt.
Yeah,
Liberty Alex, and then see if it crumbles from there. And that's something, you know, the junior, the season goes on, and that's something that Alex is going to see more of
In the district tournament, and he's got a full year of it coming next year.
Right. I mean, they're just going to try and rough him up. Makes the first one.
Current Incorporated is your trusted source for electrical work in the area. Current Incorporated has the people and the equipment to handle any job, large or small, residential or commercial, new construction or electrical system upgrades. Current has you covered. It is just one of many services offered by Current Incorporated. So when you need electrical work done, you know what to do.
Real fast service right to your door. Call 257-0504.
Your trash is the treasure of A&J Waste Disposal. A&J serves Mountain View, Howell County, and beyond with weekly trash pickup service. You can call 417-251-8613 to have A&J handle your waste. Just because you're out in the country doesn't mean you have to dispose of reliable trash pickup. A&J Waste Disposal has you covered. Don't wait. Call 417-251-8613. To trash your trash problem today. Go Eagles!
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint. A full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
All right, welcome back. 2:21 to go in the third. Sorry, we got gremlins at the studio. Liberty leads 51-48. Not sure where we lost.
Yeah, I was going to say Drayton Wells hits one from the top of the key, you know, 15-footer there just above the free throw line. He gets a timeout called. Liberty, again, trailed by 7 to start the second half, and they've done a good job, you know, kind of attacking, but yet hitting the ball more inside. At a big third for Paxton Hunter.
Yeah.
He scored 9 points here in the third. Again, 2:21 to go as Salem is using the timeout. Salem's got 4 timeouts left. Liberty has 3. Salem with 4 team fouls. Liberty with 1.
2:21 left to go in the third. Salem basketball. Gatch will inbound. Thomas will come into the backcourt and catch, and then Gatch will get it right back. Ellett out top on Gatch, gets it to Thomas. Thomas dribbles once, picks it up, gets it inside to Saipal. Saipal working against Paxton Hunter. Blocked and picked up by Carter Ellett. Carter Ellett to Paxton Hunter. Paxton Hunter goes up and in for 2 more. 53-48. Just under 2 minutes to go in the third. Thomas at the wing behind the volleyball line. Works against Alex Toon. Picks it up. Feeds it inside. Too deep under the basket. He has to kick it back out. Thomas catches. And catch.
Yeah, Drayton
got him.
That's going
to be fouled. That's going to be Drayton's first, I believe.
Yeah,
that's correct. At the line to shoot two, Braden Gatch. He's got 18. Chance to score 20 through three.
Has he scored any in the second half before this?
One bucket. Makes the first free throw.
I was going to say, it was pretty quiet after the first half that he had.
I mean, it
was pretty loud.
Yeah.
That first half.
That first quarter.
Yeah. The first quarter for
14
in the first quarter. Then he scored two in the second.
And the second free throw's no good. Partner Ellett with the rebound.
Got very loose. There we go.
Paxton Hunter catches. He puts it on the floor. Goes up. Comes up short. Picked up by May. Alton May takes it all the way down. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Carter Ellett with another rebound. Has it knocked away from behind. It'll stay with Liberty as Lincoln Thomas slaps it away. 1:17 to go in the third. 53-49. Liberty. Carter Ellett to bring it in. Gets it. Alex Toon. Toon brings it out top. Thomas done a really good job on Alex.
Yes, he has.
Double screen set out top. Alex peels off of it. Gets it to Alter Matt for three!
And it's good. He loves that corner.
56-49, under a minute to go. Liberty, Thomas. The Gatch back to Thomas. Caught by May. May will use the dribble. Brings it high post from the free throw line. Jumpers up, no good. Tipped around. Altermat with a big rebound right there. 40 seconds to go. Paxton Hunter gives it off to Alex Toon. Thomas picks him up. Double screen. Safe off.
Good
up.
Oh,
shot no good. Wells goes up. Can't get it to go. And it's going to be another turnover now. Wells puts up a jumper. No good. Drayton. Get it inside. Harold's telling him right now, like, man,
yeah.
You're 6'7", 6'8", one-on-one with Lincoln Thomas. Take him to the hole. 5 seconds to go. Safeball takes it up. Oh, great.
Yeah,
Safeball to Hedrick. And it's a five-point ball game, 56-51 after three. Liberty will take a break. Come back with the fourth. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
City. Now's the time to replace your worn-out brakes and save at Park City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Park City Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Park City.
The Bank of Birch Tree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
All right, welcome back. 56-51, Liberty. And it'll be Liberty basketball to start the fourth. Altermat stays on the floor. He's the only non-starter. Ellett on the bench. And Salem comes out with their starting five. Parker Toon. To get the inbound toss. Out top, Paxton Hunter, back to Parker. Parker turns it over. Gatch takes it all the way down, off the glass and in for two. Alex Thune gets the double team and another turnover. They're going to attack the block shot, loose ball, and it's going to be a timeout called by Salem. Liberty back-to-back turnovers. How many turnovers you got for Liberty?
I've got them at 10 right now.
How many you got for Salem?
Four.
Yeah, Salem's done a really good job protecting the basketball. You see team trying to kind of calm Alex down a little bit. I mean, that's, you're kind of the, you know, Alex is kind of the engine.
Yeah, he makes everything go,
and teams are just going, they're really going to go after him and, you know, try and disrupt. If they can disrupt Alex, they can disrupt their rhythm.
Yep.
It's just identifying that and just kind of, you know, slide off. Parker has been doing a lot of the running the point.
Yeah, he's kind of been the ball handler here in the second half.
But it's been really good, you know, man-to-man defense by the Salem Tigers. And they've kind of switched it up a little bit, but
yeah, and they're trapping, like, you know, on that little handoff that Liberty does. You know, they're trying to jump that handoff and get a trap out of it.
Salem on the baseline to bring it in. They get it to Saipal, and Salem turns it over. 56-53, and now here comes the pressure. And see, Salem has numbers. Liberty's got both Wells and Altermat for three more. Oh, in and out, no good. Putback good by Drayton Wells. 8 points now for Drayton, 58-53. 7:06 to go. Cunningham to answer for three. That's no good. Rebound taken by Thomas. And Gash hits the three. His fifth three in the game. Parker Toon gets it from Alex. Gives it back to Alex. Here comes the double team.
Oh, we've got a timeout.
Yeah,
we got a timeout.
Yep, Alex is...
Yeah, get out of that
corner. Get out of that corner. Don't pick your dribble up in the corner because that's... They're really coming on you. And you get so caught up in the moment, you know, you're like, you know they're coming. And you think, okay, I'm going to dribble through it. But they're getting there before you can split them. So good timeout. That'll leave Liberty with two. Salem has three.
6:45 left.
And
58-56.
I believe at the half in the Mountain Grove Willow game, Mountain Grove was leading at the half.
Yeah, 38-32, I believe, was the halftime score there.
28-23 is what I had, guys.
Salem is 4-1 in the conference. Liberty 5-0. Liberty basketball. So Paxton will inbound, and they toss it into Alex. Alex, again, he works there at the corner. Keeps his dribble, double screen, foul, and that's going to be on Cunningham. That's just his second team foul, number one. Salem now again has pushed Liberty.
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing it. I mean, they're setting the double screen, and they're straddling.
It's not working.
Yeah, they're straddling the volleyball line.
Yeah, it's... Liberty's got to get a little deeper to start their offense. Alex sets up in the corner again. There's the double screen. Alex comes off of it, kicks it. The Altermat puts a three up. No good. Saipal with the rebound. Two-point ball game. 58-56, Liberty. Here's a three to take the lead. It's up. It's no good. Tip and saved by Salem. Thomas looks to make a move. Pull-up jumper. Good, and we're tied up. 58-58. Parker in the backcourt. He gets it to the middle, finds Paxton Hunter, and there's a foul on Thomas. That's his second. Team foul number two. Yeah, I mean, they're really, Salem's attacking the volleyball line to half court.
Yeah, they're making the guards not be able to give it up to where they can't get deep enough to get the post
Alex works it to the wing, out top to Wells. Wells behind the three-point line. They get it to Parker. Parker's foul. That's three on Cunningham. Parker had the baseline. Yeah, it was either foul him or give him a wide-open layup. 58-58, 5:40 to go. Carter Ellett to inbound. Gets it. Alex Toon. Everywhere Alex goes, Thomas is right there with him. Yeah, he's right in his hip pocket. It's not a box and one, but it is as close to a box and one as you can get. Alex backs up to the timeline, middle of the floor. Takes it, kicks it to Carter Ellett for three. Loose ball, and it's going to be run down by Liberty. Parker Toon for two. At the other end, Thomas for three. That's off the rim. No good. Good rebound. Rebound by Alex Toon to Parker Toon. Parker takes it up. And it's two. 62-58. Just under 5 minutes to go. Thomas out top. And Parker picks up his third. Thomas got behind. Team foul number one. 4:50 on the clock, 62-58, Liberty. Salem tosses it in to Lincoln Thomas. Safall catches. Safall gives it up. Gatch for three. Good. Boy, he is up. 62-61, Parker. Split two defenders, goes up, can't get it to go, and a foul.
That's going to be
Safall. That's his first that I have. Yep, that's his first. Parker Toon goes to the free throw line to shoot two. And that is Gavin Safall's first. 1 point ball game. First one is good. And Cooper Holden's going to come in. Going to get Drayton a breather here. Yeah. Drayton with 8 points. He's had two in each quarter. Second free throw is up.
And that ball just is fine. And it's set on the back of the rim.
Well, Ricky, did you get that? He's nodding. Okay, so those of you watching sees what we're talking about. Just set on the back of the
rim. Yeah, just set up there.
So it's not really a miss. That was a so they called the jump ball. 63-61, Liberty. Salem with the basketball. Chance to tie up or possibly take the lead. Thomas bounces it to Safall. Safall gives it back up to Thomas. Thomas gets by and puts it up and in. We're tied up. 8 points now for Thomas. Parker Toon out top. Kicks it over. Alex Toon for three.
Ooh.
66-63, Liberty. Salem. Thomas out top. Used the crossover. Pulls up for three.
Ooh,
it's
boy,
so
it
good. Carter Ellett with the rebound. Gets it to Alex Toon. Alex Toon finds Paxton Hunter. Can't get it to go. Parker Toon with the
what
rebound.
The follow.
And the
follow.
3:25 to go. 68-63, Liberty. Gatch. To Cunningham. Gets it back to Gatch. Shot up. No
yeah,
good. Foul on the floor.
Going to get Parker Toon on the floor.
That's his fourth. So Wells is coming back in. And Parker Toon with four fouls. Salem basketball. Thomas into the corner. Cunningham. Back to Thomas. Jumper from the elbow. Up, no good. Parker Toon with the rebound. Parker takes it up, Can't get it to fall. Safe ball with the rebound. Gets it to Gatch. Gatch, he's going to take it all the way up. Partially blocked. Safe ball with the rebound. Blocked again. Brought down by Carter Ellett. And timeout,
Liberty.
2:47 to go in regulation. 68-63. We'll take a 30. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
All right, welcome back. 68-63, Parker Toon with four fouls, and he is going to come back out on the floor. Why not? 2:47 to go, 68-63, SCA Conference title on the line. Whew. The cardiac kids are back at it. Check your heart rate.
Okay. Yeah.
Paxton Hunter will inbound, and he tosses it. Alex Toon. Alex Toon gets it to Parker. Parker gets the double team, flips it back over to Alex. Alex behind the volleyball line, backs up. Cunningham comes up on him. Alex looks to make a move. Feeds it to Wells. Wells throws it in for two.
70-63.
Liberty. Wells now with 10 points. 2:20 to go. Thomas working out top. Bounce pass, baseline, shot up and in. That's Connors. Paxton Hunter brings it down the floor, gets it to Parker. Parker out top, 2 minutes to go, hands it off to Alex.
5-point ball game.
Back to Parker. Parker in the circle at half court. Up on him is Connors. Parker looks to make a move, goes up. Can't get it to go. Loses the basketball. Wells couldn't hang on to it. Gatch comes up with it. Pulls up for three. It's off the rim. No good. Wells with the rebound. Feeds it. Alex Toon. 93 seconds to go in regulation. 5-point ball game. Alex gets through. Gets it to Parker. Parker back to Alex. Alex feeds it to Parker. Don't need a three, boys. You need a bucket. Bounce pass.
There it is.
Up and in. Two more for Drayton Wells.
72-65. 1:15 left.
Salem. Connors throws a three up. Off the rim. No good. Rebound. Paxton Hunter. Paxton gets it to Parker. Parker Toon. Alex comes back for security. Parker gets it to Alex. Off to Paxton. Paxton looks. Bounces it into the corner. Alex for three. Oh, the dagger.
Oh,
but it won't
been.
Roll. 50 seconds to go. 72-65, Liberty. Drive, reverse, block. Picked up by Salem. Thomas for three. Good. Timeout. Salem. 72-68. 39 seconds to go. Now, if you're Liberty, you know they're going to really...
Crank it up,
and if they can't get the steal, they're going to foul.
They're going to foul.
And they're going to foul Drayton. Or they're going to foul, you know.
Yeah, they're going to try not just to foul one of Liberty's shooters. But, I mean, this is,
but if
they're going to turn that knob all the way up on this defensive pressure coming out of this timeout. And you know it's coming. You know,
you
Coach
have to know
Otero,
it's coming.
He's telling them, you know, they're gonna go for the steal.
They're attacking passing lanes. They're attacking. They're just gonna be in full attack mode.
You gotta take care of the ball.
4-point ball game. Paxton Hunter will inbound. Drayton Wells comes back into the backcourt. Saipal is with him.
Get Alex Toon coming off screen here.
They get it to Parker.
Parker.
Yeah, corner. Long pass to Altermat. Off to Alex into the corner. And they get it to Altermat. Altermat
is fouled. It's going to be on Thomas. So Blaine Altermat will shoot two. That's going to be four on Thomas. 26 seconds in regulation. Two big free throws for Blaine Altermat. First one is good. And I put Blaine Hunter in the book. (laughs) 73-68, 26 seconds to go in regulation. Second free throw.
Oh,
no
good.
Good. Two possession game. Gaps for three.
Boom.
Holy moly. 73-71 with 19 seconds left. And that is the seventh three for Braden Gatch. He's got 29 in the scorebook. Timeout, Salem. Each team has one timeout remaining. Again, if you're Liberty, you're up two. They're going to go for the steal.
Oh yeah,
you got to get it in. You know, you want Parker, or Alex,
even Blaine.
Blue,
shooting those free throws. I mean, just missed the second one, but I mean, he's a. You want your shooters with the ball in their hand.
Yep. It's a 2-point ball game. So, you know again what's coming from the Salem Tigers. Game. At the end of one, it was all Salem, 24-16. At the half, it was Salem, 37-30.
Yep.
And then after three, Liberty had the lead, and I didn't write it down. Salem has come back. But you knew there was going to be another run. Drayton Wells will come back here below us. He'll be followed by Safoff. Paxton Hunter on the baseline to inbound. And gets it to Alex Thune. And Alex is fouled. 17 seconds to go. Alex Thune will shoot two. 9 points for Alex. It's all come here in the second half. See, comes to you.
Yep.
You can get that double digit.
Yeah.
First one is good. To make it a two-possession game with 17 seconds. Cooper Holden comes in.
So Liberty's going to match up coming out of this.
Yeah.
Free throw.
Second free throw is up, and it's good. Alex makes them both.
75-71. 15 seconds.
Gatch with the basketball. Throws one up. And it's good! Holy cow. 6 seconds to go. 75-74. I think Parker will shoot.
Yeah.
Two free throws.
Get Parker.
Good. So, Braden Gatch now. He had four threes in the first. He's got four threes now in the fourth. He's
got 32.
First one is good. See what Liberty comes out. Well, if a make or a miss. And Parker makes them both.
Going to get a timeout.
Yeah. 3-point ball game, 6.4 seconds to go. 77-74 Liberty. We'll keep it here during the timeout.
Whew.
Well, we called it.
We knew this matchup.
Well, it's just the two teams are very similar.
Very similar,
you know.
And I knew the matchups that we were going to see tonight didn't favor either team. you know, I mean, they, it was a pretty straight up match.
Well, my thought coming into the game was, how will Alex deal with what is, because last year that was, you know, they came right at Alex, and I mean, they were up in his shorts all night. They got him frustrated, you know, he couldn't find his shot, and that's same thing tonight. They tried to do the same thing, but now, you know, halftime, when I said the person who needed that halftime break more than anybody was Alex.
Yeah, he collected himself.
Yep,
and he kind of let the ball game come to him here in this second half.
Yeah, he scored 11 points in the second half.
Yeah, I was going to say all of his points have come in the second.
So now you've got 6.4 seconds, and you just don't want any.
You don't want a foul. But no uncontested looks. I mean, just guard.
Yeah.
Guard like, with, play good defense.
Salem's got their three-point arsenal. And then Gavin Sapal, who can shoot the three as well. Eagles are going to pick up full court.
He looks for the baseball.
Oh, and turns it over. And a foul, and Liberty with 2.7 seconds. That is a big steal by Paxton Hunter.
Big steal. Paxton jumped the route just like a pass, you know, over the middle in football. They were looking for the home run going down the side.
Oh, the first one rattles out.
Boy, it. You just gotta make one.
You just gotta make one.
Oh, is Braden Mays gonna?
If he makes it.
And he does not.
Shot thrown up.
And
the ball game.
77-74, Liberty winner.
In a barn burner. I mean, just a good basketball game.
And Liberty moves to 23-2.
6-0.
Yep.
In the conference, 23-2 overall. We didn't say it all year. The team that really scared me the most, and I mean, we still got there. I'm scared of there, but the team that I thought was, you know, the sleeper that a lot of people overlook in high school basketball was the Salem Tigers.
Yeah.
They got good size, they're physical,
good,
and they got
good
guard play. Yeah, well coached. But they got really good guards. Again, Gaps, 32 on the night, 8-3.
Oh, I mean, he was just very, very similar type performance from him that we saw with the Walker kid from Licking that night.
Yeah.
It was just like, you know, it was just one of those nights for him that if he got any kind of look or any kind of opening, the shot was going to fall.
Right. Well, again, you know, I mean, there's different phases of this game that really stands out. And for both teams, but going through the scoring, Ryan Cunningham for Salem was 6. Lincoln Thomas had 11. Ryan Helliner with 2. Tyson Connors had 4. Braden Gaps, again, 32 on the night. And Isaac Hedrick with 2. And Gavin Sapal, 12 points on the night. Did not score in the fourth. For Liberty, they were led by Parker Toon, 23. And I'll pause there for a moment because there came a point in the game where Liberty needed somebody to take over. And Parker did, kind of like last night. He just took over.
Yeah,
he finishes again with 23. Alex Toon did not score in the first half, but scores 11 in the second half. Carter Ellett had 6 points, and that all came in the first half. Frank May, senior,
with two, scored the first bucket of the game. Paxton Hunter with 19. Paxton also scored 11 points in the second half. Paxton went to work in the third, scoring all 11 in his second half points. You know, in the third, he had 8 in the first, 11 in the third. And Blaine,
then he had the big steal right
there. Yeah, huge steal. Yeah, and some big rebounds. Blaine Altermat finishes with 4, made a big free throw and a big 3 at the time.
Yeah.
But again, you know, come up with some key rebounds for the Liberty Eagles when they need it.
Absolutely.
Drayton Wells had 4 points in the first half, but came back with 8, doubled that in the second half, and finishes with 12. But, you know, again, Liberty, in the first half, it was all, you know, shot a lot of threes. A lot. They were really throwing them up there. And Salem led 24-16 after 1, 37-30 at the half. But then Liberty took the lead.
I think
in
they
the
were
second
up,
half.
Up 7 going into the fourth.
And
so it was a 14-point swing in that third quarter.
Yeah. And, you know, they get the win. And one more conference game to play, and that's Thursday night at Thayer,
headed to Oregon County.
Tough place to play, man. Always has been.
It's been a rough place for us to play in the last 10 years.
Yeah, for sure. So Salem, they fall to 4-2 in the SCA. And I'm not sure who they have left. They're, of course, Class 4, and their district doesn't start until 2 weeks, and they have no games next week, so they'll kind of be idle. But again, the good game tonight, 77-74, Liberty wins.
Let's keep it rolling.
Keep it rolling. 23-2. We'll shoot for 24-2 Thursday night. And, again, you know, each game just gets bigger and bigger. And we've got the regular season is about to come to a close, and then a whole new season starts next week. And that will be on Thursday night. Liberty gets a first round bye as they've received the first seed in Class 3 District 9. For Dylan Beck Studio, Tyler and Ricky with the video, I'm Gary Lee saying God bless. Good night.
Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9 brought to you by the Anchor Convenience Store, by A&J Waste Disposal, Simmons Bank, Current Incorporated, Southwest Baptist University, Mountain View, by Mountain View Lumber Company, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Greg's Body Shop, Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew, by Ozarks Healthcare, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC. Liberty Eagle Sports presented to you by Ozark Radio Sports, a division of the Ozarks Marketing Company.
Welcome to the show. If you're looking to stay safe on the road, you might want to skip anybody who's driving you with this astrological sign. I hope you're not married to them. I'll tell you what it is. Worst drivers according to Star Sign, Inside the South.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
I caught it bad just today. You hit me with a call to your place. Ain't been out in a while anyway. Was hoping I could catch you throwing smiles at me.